from your hostess with the mostest, Lauren Hines.
This is I Did It My Way, the podcast that brings you into the story of leading entrepreneurs and tastemakers.
Lori Hartwell, the founder of The Bridal Society, has more than 24 years of experience planning weddings across the country. Her company, Lori Hartwell Events, aka A Wedding to Remember, earned many awards over the years and has planned weddings for celebrities and other elite clientele. She recently won Most Helpful Mentor at the National Weddy Awards for all the help she gives wedding planners all around the world. Lori has a passion for the wedding industry and believes strongly in continuing education along with raising the standards in the wedding industry. That is why she travels the world presenting this specialized certification course. She and the entire staff at the Bridal Society, also known as TBS, are proud to have a 100% satisfaction rating. In her conference, she talks about weddings from every professional's perspective to ensure that everyone understands each aspect of the planning process and can better serve their couples.
Thank you all so much for joining us. This is, of course, Lauren Hines, your hostess from I Did It My Way. And we're so excited today to welcome none other than Mrs. Lori Hartwell of the Bridal Society. Welcome, Lori.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just thank you so much for joining us today. And for those of you who aren't familiar with Bridal Society, you may have heard a little bit on the bio about Lori and about the organization. But Lori, if you wouldn't mind just sharing a little bit about your illustrious organization, and even how do you come up with the name The Bridal Society?
Well, okay, so The Bridal Society as a whole is a family of wedding planners as well as wedding venue professionals. We've also had DJs and florists and bakers take our conferences in the past. It's back in the olden days when I first started planning weddings like that. There weren't really a lot of places where it was a safe place to go, where wedding professionals, especially wedding planners, and we're known as, you know, this is one of the most stressful jobs in America. We're actually rated number 5. There was no support group in a sense. And I was really looking for that. I was looking for other people that were experiencing the same things that I was experiencing, and I couldn't find it. I mean, there were a couple of things out there, but they weren't, they didn't feel like the right match for me. So I wanted a safe place for wedding planners and wedding professionals as a whole to be able to come together and empower each other. I wanted a place where people could raise each other up instead of it feeling like people are kind of tearing each other down. And, you know, sometimes people equate the wedding industry to like going back to sixth grade. Where we just aren't a part of that. We're kind of an all-inclusive group. We have it's a no judgment zone, but what we do is we focus on education. So we go over pretty much every single little teeny tiny detail when it comes to planning weddings in our 2-day certification conference. And when people hear 2 days, they're like, really, can you really fit in as much information? Here's what I would say: talk to all 3,600 of our members and you ask them if they felt like they got a ridiculous amount of conversation. Basically, I taught for 10 hours, 2 days in a row. We take a 6-month course and condense it into the 2 days. And we do that for the other people to be able to fit it into their schedule. Our attendees don't have weeks and months to spend on something like this. They're busy.
Right.
They're running businesses, they have other jobs. They need something where they can just get in, get the information and get out. Except we kind of keep our hug around them even after they complete their certification conference. So what makes the Bridal Society, in my opinion, stand out is not only the really amazing people that, that are a part of the Bridal Society who go through our program, but it's the fact that we give lifetime free membership as well as free continuing education courses every single month. So we are constantly just shoving information at our members. And so that's what makes us different. And how I came up with the name, bridal means ceremony. It means, a wedding. And then I wanted to create a society where people wanted to be. I wanted it to be a safe place. So that's kind of where that name came from. I know my mom had actually helped me come up with the name of the company. Years ago.
That's very cool. Mama got involved in the process. I noticed you said, I wrote down, you keep your hug around them. And I think I noticed that. I mean, at the conferences where I saw you speaking, I noticed the hug that you just give, you just exude a hug, right? You're just this warm person. And I think not only beyond the warmth and the genuine spirit that you have, you also just create an environment of people who are capable in their roles. And I noticed that family. Was that culture you create within the Bridal Society of family, was that something, I know you said you wanted to create a safe place. Did you know that it was going to create this kind of environment, this type of culture you'd foster?
No. Yeah. I was just talking to a couple of my members yesterday on the phone from L. Nicole Events, who are up in the DC area. Mm-hmm. And they're joining another one of our committees. And so we were chatting about it, and we were talking about how funny, not really funny, but how amazing it is that our members are so loving and caring and helpful. And no, so I'll be honest, I didn't really think about the whole thing. Here's what I truly believe in my heart. It starts at the top, and whatever that the person at the top believes, feels, exudes, I feel trickles down. So I knew, of course, where I stood on certain subjects. For instance, you know, I don't believe in judging any other human being. Mm-hmm. I believe in acceptance of every single person who's on this planet. I believe in hard work, high ethics, great morals. I believe in all of that. So I teach a lot of that in my classes and my certification conferences, because I don't want the people that are out there that would rather talk behind someone else's back or cut someone down or try to sabotage another person. I don't even want that person as a member. So honestly, if that's how people are, and they're like, I don't need a certification because I know everything. Yeah, okay, you stay over there then. Because to me, that's not the kind of member that we're even looking for. We're looking for people who know that there's no such thing as having all the answers and knowing everything that there is to know in an industry. I've been planning weddings. I've been in the industry for 24 years.
Wow.
I don't know everything. That's the beauty of the wedding industry, is that it continues to evolve and change with the trends. And so I get to learn new ways and new things all the time, not to mention that our clients change because they are of a different generation. So every, you know, five to 10 years, we're dealing with a completely different group of people who communicate in a completely different way.
Yeah.
So I love being able to learn more about those things, learn more about those different people, and evolve myself, because to me, there's not ever going to be a time in my life where I say, well, check it off, I know everything.
Right.
That's never going to happen. So we have fostered a really special unit among all of our members. And I hate even calling them members. They're my family. You know, I like to mentor all of these lovelies. We've got wonderful gentlemen and beautiful and wonderful and talented women of all shapes, sizes, colors, religious backgrounds, sexual orientations, everything. And we are a unit. And I'm just so grateful for each and every single one of them. And I'm proud of them.
Yeah. Well, they work hard, and people need a place to find genuine love and acceptance. And I think we relate on so many key tenets of our organizations. And I had one of your members, Casia, about Casia Events. She came through. Casey wrote an event, excuse me, came through one of our mixers on Saturday, and she just, every time I meet one of your graduates, one of your members, one of your family members through the Bridal Society, I hear such beautiful, beautiful stories and beautiful testimonies from the conference. And so it made it very easy for us to open that up to our organization, because when you find an organization that stands for something and represents it well, and then their people, their fruit is showing after it, it just makes it so much a part that, you know, so it's part of our extended family, and I'm excited to be sitting in your class just to be part of the family. I might as well plug that, right? Because August 19th to the 20th, Atlanta Wedding Event Professionals will be sitting in with the Bridal Society. We're inviting all of our community members as well as our Montage members to sit in. We've gotten a nice rate for it as well. So make sure you go to thebridalsociety.com and enter in the code ATLWEP to save, to see your great savings off the conference. During the super early bird special, there's a great deal going. So there's also the early bird special and of course the registration itself. Either way, I know that you guys would be able to benefit hugely from being part of it, whether you're a certified planner or wedding planner already. I know that the Bridal Society is going to be a great time. Plus it's going to be at Chateau Alain. I mean, you really have to sell a 2-day conference at Chateau Alain Winery.
Amazing.
Yeah, I think some people saw that in our headline in our email and they're like, oh, Chateau Alain, I'm there. Oh, it's a conference. Okay.
It's such a beautiful location. And yeah. And truly, yes, it is it's a long 2 days. I'm not going to lie to you. It's a long 2 days, but we have a blast. I mean, we laugh and joke and have so much fun the entire 2 days that people say, gosh, I feel like I got there in the morning and all of a sudden it was 6:30 at night.
Right.
It just went too quickly. And they're right. I miss it. Like I hate it when the 2 days are over. So, I mean, I'm exhausted, but I hate to.
Laura, you mentioned you've been in the industry, well, you were planning for 20 odd years. How did you even get your start in the industry? And what was that transition to where you said, I'm going to create this planning certification course? You know, was it hard to leave that behind? And how do you even get involved in it overall? I guess that's two separate questions.
Yeah. Okay. So, we'll start with the first one. The first wedding I ever planned, I was 18 years old. So I graduated high school when I was 17. I was kind of the person you go to when you just want to plan an event of some sort. And back then, you know, this is back in 93. That's when people got married a lot. Just right after high school, people would get married. So one of my friends was getting married and she said, hey, Laura, can you help me plan this wedding? I'm like, oh yeah, it should be easy. Well, it was really tough, but I thought, I could do this. I could do this for a living. So I started planning other events and other weddings for other friends. And it just sort of, you know, I realized, well, I didn't, because I was either going to be an attorney or a psychologist or an event planner. And I honestly, I feel like all three all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
It's interesting, this job. And so I just started thinking, I can make this a business. I really kind of, from the get-go, when I was really young, I knew that I really wasn't the kind of personality. I didn't have the kind of personality that could answer to other people. I wanted to own my own business. I wanted to be my own boss. So I just decided I'm just going to do it. Asked my dad, I went to my father because he owned a golf company at the time. Like, am I too young? Is 18 too young to start a business, go out on my own? And he said, kid, you're 18 going on 80. You're fine. You've got this. Just so I did. I believed in myself and I just went after it. Now, planned many, 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 many weddings for a number of years. And I think it was 2007 when I realized that I need to focus more on education. So I approached a number of people and said, I feel like the wedding industry needs a base, a home base, a place where we outline the foundation of what our moral standings are, what our standards should be, and then we can build upon that. And I kind of found myself just transitioning into education. Now, I kept planning weddings. I never stopped. I mean, until I didn't retire until September 5th of 2015. That was the last wedding that I have. I'll tell you, I really feel like my calling at that point in time was I need to mentor a bigger group of people. I had a lot of wedding planners. They had a few years experience or they were brand new to the industry. And they said, you know, Lori, can you help me through this? Can you tell me what I should be doing, what I shouldn't be doing? And I thought, I need to reach people on a bigger scale. Because I noticed, and I'm sure a lot of existing wedding planners can attest to this, is that people would just wake up one morning and think that they're a wedding planner because they read a wedding magazine.
Yes.
And that is simply not the case. Yeah. And it's not because, you know, it's rocket science or anything. This is a totally doable career choice, but you have to have some understanding, some education that goes behind it. You need to have an understanding of who you are, who other people try to be or who they actually are. You need to have an understanding as to how to communicate with all the different wedding professionals that are out there.
Yeah.
You also need to know the order in which everything should be taking place, not to mention how to physically and emotionally handle the stress of this job. There is just a huge amount of information that has to go into it, and you can't just become a wedding planner. So what was happening is I noticed that these, I'll call them pop-ups, people that just read a magazine, now I'm a wedding planner, they just watched a movie, and so that means they're automatically a planner. It's scary, I'll not lie to you.
They probably saw Jennifer Lopez plan the wedding, like, I can do this too. Yeah.
With a little water spritzer and then I'm good. No,
yeah.
You need, there's so much more. People have no idea how hard this job is. Number five of the hardest jobs in America, the toughest, the most stressful. And let me tell you, it's accurate. It is accurate. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to make sure that those who were interested, I love hearing stories like, hey, I watched a movie and I was inspired. I think this might be the direction I want to go. Those are the people that I say, get in my class. Because I sugarcoat a single thing. I tell it exactly the way it is. Because I don't want anyone thinking, oh, we're just going to go buy some flowers and we're going to pick out dresses. No, that's not at all what this has to do with. So it's so much more difficult. And that's why I love hearing great inspirational stories, but get educated. Mm-hmm. And so that's my mission in life is not only to help those who want to get in the industry and let me just, you know, insert some realism into them,
right,
but also I want to raise the standards in the wedding industry. I was tired of seeing DJs drink on the job. I was tired of seeing photographers. Well, you can't even really call them professional photographers because these people were just like a cousin of the couple who had happened to go to Best Buy and bought a brand new camera. And they automatically thought, oh, well, I'm a photographer now. I can do your wedding because how hard can it be?
Yeah.
It's really hard because there are no second chances. You can't say, oh, gosh, you know what? I didn't get that shot. Can you guys redo the first kiss?
Hey everyone, hope you've been enjoying this episode of I Did It My Way. I'm Lauren Hines, your hostess. And at this point, we wanted to encourage you all to let us know if you have a business or you have a project that you're pushing forward. We would love to welcome you as a sponsor for I Did It My Way. In addition, we're here in the local Georgia area, so we have other opportunities if you are interested in being able to expand your business here in Atlanta, in the metro Atlanta area, or if you are local to here. We want to encourage you to reach out and find out some opportunities available through the I Did It My Way sponsorship program, as well as some on-the-ground activities that we do through Atlanta Wedding and Event Professionals Network throughout the year. We have dozens of opportunities for you to be able to partner with us for more than simply the podcast, which of course will reach our audience, but also of course if you want more live on the ground visibility as well in the more high touch capacity, we're happy to be able to introduce some of those opportunities to you too. More so, we just love partnering with other vibrant entrepreneurs who are creating their stories every single day. And so help us along our journey, and we'll help you along yours as you consider partnering with us for I Did It My Way as a sponsor and beyond. If you want to reach out to us, you can contact me, Lauren Hines. You can reach out at info@atlantawep.com, or you can reach out to us by phone at 1-800-316-7816. And we look forward to hearing from you soon. Enjoy the rest of your journey, and we hope you enjoy the rest of this episode. Thanks for checking it out.
You have to do it right the first time, and it has to be so flawless and so smooth that no one even realizes how tough of the job that it was. It just needs to be seamless and effortless through the entire process. And that, honestly, you need education to figure out how to make that happen.
That's so good. Yeah, it's funny. If you can master being unobtrusive as a planner, as a photographer, as any key element in the workings of a wedding, it's so interesting though, because you have to be there in the moment, but you can't be seen as easily. You know, if something happens, no one should be able to notice it, but somehow you're right there in the middle of the action, right? And learning that, it is a skill. It's interesting how you put it that way. I've never heard it phrased that way, but learning how to teach that. It's it comes through experience and from other people who have had the experience to be able to teach it.
That is absolutely true. And that's another reason why I feel like the Bridal Society is special, in the fact that you're guaranteed that a professional wedding planner, someone who has over two decades of experience, is actually teaching the conference rather than some online course who you have no idea how to put that information together. I see some of it and I go, where did they get that information? That's not even accurate. That would never have happened in a real life situation. And so, you know, these other courses that you can take, one of the questions that they need to be asking before signing up for those is an experienced wedding planner actually teaching this conference? You know, not someone with just 5 years of experience, someone with decades of experience. Because, you know, and I talk a little bit about, you know, people in business want to take shortcuts. They want the instant success. And you can't have that kind of success going by, you know, taking the shortcut. You need to have, you know, you have to take the long road, because on that long path, that long road is when you actually gain the experience and you gain the knowledge as to why we do things a certain way. How, what happens? It's like consequence class, really. Right. You know, you just kind of figure out what the process is. And I've definitely learned what not to do. I've made my fair share of mistakes, many, many mistakes. Yeah. And I try to, and that's, I bring that element into the conferences so that they know what they shouldn't do, because I did them and it didn't work great. So here's what you should do instead. This is what I found what has worked. And I don't just base it, by the way, off of my experience. We have talked to hundreds of elite planners, as well as wedding professionals and professors at universities. Wow. They have all put in their input for this conference. This is not just a Lori Hartwell experience. This is, you know, best of the best have that I've worked with over the years have thrown in their input and have really taught me what I should and shouldn't be looking for.
I love that you mentioned that. So I'm going to transition a little bit from professional to personal, although I know when we become so passionate about what we do, it's our professional is our, it's personal to us, you know, but into our the personal side of Lori Hartwell. I was blessed to hear you and Philip, to hear about your husband, Philip, and how really your beautiful marriage that you have, the beautiful relationship that you have as well. And overall, and how he even transitioned from corporate and is such an integral part of the Bridal Society. How did that happen? How was that process?
Well, I stole him from corporate America. I just ripped him right out. So he actually worked very closely with his family in a family business selling medical supplies. And they eventually had sold that business. I had been planning weddings this entire time. And I just told them, listen, you know, I really am looking into this Bridal Society, and I want to make sure that we're doing this the right way. And there's no one else I trust more than you. And he said, done, I'll make it happen. So he and I's relationship is very unique and very special in the way that I feel like he has my back 24 hours, 7 days a week, just as I have his. And, you know, we met and married after only knowing each other for 3 weeks. I don't recommend that. That's not something that people do. It happened to work for us. And so, you know, he has just always been a big believer of me, and he trusts me. I think that's really where it comes from. When you're working with your spouse, it's about trust. If he didn't trust that I would make good decisions, then he probably would not have supported this the way that he did. But he believes in me, he trusts me, he knows that I think everything out. I'm a planner. It's built in. I know what I want. I have dreams. No one's going to get in the way of my dreams. He knows that no one's going to get in the way of my dreams. So what he does is he figures out a way to build my dreams and support my dreams and make them even bigger and better than I had ever thought possible. So we make a really, really amazing team. Really amazing. We've been married, this year will be 22 years.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. So what was that transition like? Because it's got to be tough. You go from, I mean, you've already been in entrepreneurship, so you knew about the challenges of running a business and understanding lean mean sometimes, and sometimes when it's going very well. But leaving that stable
position beforehand. What were some of those rough points? How did you get through them? What was that journey like for you?
I'll be honest, scary. It was really scary. We had always depended on his salary to keep us afloat. And he, you know, okay, so let me tell you, Philip and I have never fought about money. We have never fought about, you know, taking risks. We've never fought about that. We have a firm belief in, you know, if you want something bad enough, the only way that it's ever going to come to fruition is if you just jump in and make it happen.
Mm.
And there's something to be said for gradually, you know, not just quitting your day job and just jumping in. But Philip and I do things a little bit differently. We actually prefer the jump. We prefer it because it forces us to make a success out of whatever it is that we believe in. And because we feel like if we believe in it, then why not believe in it all the way? So we just jumped. And yeah, it was scary. But honestly, we saw the need and the success happen within a month of him quitting his job. We saw just how the business was just taking off, and we saw that snowball effect. And that's really what we were wanting. It was a movement rather than a business. And it's still to this day is a member driven organization rather than a Lori Hartwell driven organization. It's all about the movement, people wanting a change, people wanting a supportive environment, people wanting that difference. So to me, the success came from the people who went through the conference rather than through myself or my lovely husband.
Wow, that's awesome.
That's awesome. I love it. I love the story. My husband and I are business together. And if he weren't entrepreneurial, I don't know how we would have both been in this process together. So it helps that you're so uniquely yoked, really, and as well as just the trust you have with each other.
Yeah, we're matched up pretty perfectly, and there's no question. I am the luckiest lady on this planet, for sure.
That's awesome. That's awesome, Lori. All right, so we're going to be moving towards the end of our talk here, but I wanted to find out from you, did you have any advice? Because there are, in our listener group, we have brand new folks. We have folks who've been around for a few years, and then we have folks like yourself who've been around for decades doing their craft. What is the advice you wish that someone had given you when you first started out in the wedding industry or in the events industry or even as an entrepreneur?
Okay. So for those who are brand spanking new, I would say you need to have confidence in yourself, because if you don't believe in you, no one else is going to. And you need to have just amazing focus. Know what it is that you want to accomplish, not just tomorrow, not just this month, but 5 years from today. What is it that you want your business to look like? You really need to have that visualization in your head so that you can start marching toward that goal. But that confidence is such a vital part of it. You can't go into any business, you know, shaky or nervous. Now, if you are shaky and nervous, you're going to have to pretend like you're not, because no one's going to want to just throw a couple of grand at you to plan their wedding. You are just scared out of your mind that you're going to fail. Mm-hmm. So you have to believe that you're not going to fail. You jump in, get that education, okay, in whatever form. If you're, you know, whether if you want to be a photographer or a DJ, you need to be mentored by someone else or take classes. It is so important. And then never stop learning once you take those classes. It needs to be a constant evolvement of you know, educating yourself and filling your brain with more knowledge and understanding of your craft.
Right.
You know, so belief in yourself, the confidence, and getting out there, meeting as many new people as you possibly can. And just, you have to put 100% effort into being a success. You can't try to be a success part-time. That does not work. You have to, even if you have a full-time job, that means if you want to own your own business eventually and get rid of your full-time job, that means you have to work two full-time jobs in order to make that happen. So there's a lot of people that are like, but that takes a lot of work. Yeah, it does. But if you want something, you go after it and you get it.
Yeah.
I don't let anything stand in my way. And that's what has helped me with my success. For existing planners with, you know, 3 to 30 years of experience, My advice to them is to let's stop making assumptions when our clients are talking to us and giving us their thoughts and feelings about something, maybe describing the type of event that they're looking for. A lot of times we as planners start to assume things. It gets in our head, like we start to have our very own picture. Yeah. I try never to have my own picture. I try to only work off of my clients' pictures. So I ask for a lot of details. I want them to paint the picture rather than me painting the picture on my own. I feel like that was a huge lesson that I had to learn over the years. Another thing that I've learned too is that you want to make sure that you are giving your clients the next steps. Don't assume that your clients know what the next steps are. Many times, 95% of the time, they've never planned a wedding before in their life. And so they don't know what the next steps are. And if you're not explaining that and keeping them in the loop and keeping them in the know, they are going to start feeling anxious, and then they're going to start resenting the planner. So I find that those are two of the biggest problems that existing planners actually have without even realizing it, because we plan tons of weddings and we think, oh, it's fine. They know the next step, but they don't.
Yeah. Well, Lori, we probably have 3 more minutes on our talk here, but one of the cornerstones of your success has been your integrity, I believe. Would you mind speaking a little bit to that, and if you believe that's one of your cornerstones, and just what have you seen, what do you advise folks of in terms of being who they say they are?
Yeah. And to me, integrity is everything. The person that you see right now is the person I am with everybody. I'm a cut up. I'm a complete goofball, but I'm also very serious when I get down to business, and it's gonna, you know, when I say I'm gonna do something, here's what everybody who knows me knows: that I'm actually gonna follow through with that. There's never been a time where I've said I'm gonna do something and then I drop the ball. So when someone says, oh, well, Laura's gonna do it, well, then I know it's gonna get done. Don't even worry about it. That's what I wanted for myself. That's what I wanted people to feel about me, is that they can trust me. Because I feel like integrity has a lot to do with trust. Integrity also should be the backbone of every single person in business, or gosh, not just in business, just period. I feel like we could all use a little bit more integrity. So, and you're right though, integrity is the cornerstone of the Bridal Society and who I am as a person, who my husband is. To me, that is the cornerstone. Communication is another biggie, but if you don't have integrity, it doesn't matter what your communication is or how bad or how good it is. You need to make sure that you are someone that people can trust and depend on. The whole point of being a planner is trust from your clients, from your wedding professionals. Everyone's trusting that the producer of this event, which is the planner, is going to be able to execute everything seamlessly and flawlessly. If people don't trust you because you either maybe you're a hothead or you drop the ball all the time or you just don't keep your promises or you're a flake, you're not going to be a success in this industry or really anywhere. So integrity to me is one of the most important pieces of being in business, especially this particular industry.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Lori, so much for your time. We could talk obviously for so much longer as we usually do. And I appreciate
No problem.
Yeah, so much for being here. Thank you to you and Philip for leading so well. Where can people find you online?
Sure. If you go to thebridalsociety.com, make sure it's the word the is in the beginning there. So thebridalsociety.com. We have all the information that you need to find out a little bit more about this particular company, our members. You'll see testimonials. We're accredited. We have 5-star reviews only. We have 100% satisfaction rating. We're A+ on BBB. You know, we really do strive very hard to be what our members desperately need in the industry. And so you'll be able to find out all the conference dates. We have our very first online conference coming up this weekend that I'm going to be teaching. And so I'm really excited about that. And of course, we have, you know, we're going to Boca and Orlando and Naples and Chicago and New York and Atlanta and all these other really wonderful places in the next 6 months. And so you'll be able to see all the dates and cities that we're going to be coming to.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, again, thank you, Lori, for being here. I appreciate you and I appreciate your time. I'm looking forward to seeing you again in August if I don't see you before then.
Yes, and, we'll have to do it together. But thank you so much for having me. It was an absolute pleasure. And tell all of the people at ATLWP that I said hello.
All right, awesome. Will do. Thanks so much, Lori. You all, thanks so much for joining us today. We're signing off for I Did It My Way, the podcast that takes you into the journey of leading entrepreneurs and tastemakers. Thanks again for joining us, and we'll reconnect with you soon. Thanks, Lori. Thanks, Bridal Society.
Thank you for being a part of the magic with I Did It My Way. Visit us at www.atlantawep.com.